Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, Bob and Diana Rutta have been missionaries with BIMI serving the Lord in New Zealand since 1988. They've been faithfully working there, and they say greetings to everyone back home. Our summer months have gone by so quickly. Well, summer there's winter here and vice versa. And Brother Rutta said, this is often the busiest time of our year, and this year was no exception. We're amazed at all that the Lord is doing. We recently had our highest attendance ever, and our attendance at church is holding firm at numbers that we have never seen before. We're using overflow seating in the next room for our many Sunday mornings. And then please pray for us as we're looking around for a new church building, as our small building has nowhere else to expand. We would probably need to find a commercial building and renovate it, which would be a lot of work, but we'll see what the Lord does, so please pray with us. We started the year with our annual family camp for the churches around the South Island in New Zealand, of course. We have pastors from each of the churches take responsibility for all the preaching services, and we divide all the duties throughout the week among the churches. It's a refreshing time of fellowship as our people build friendships that last a lifetime. Our churches are very far apart, so for many of our people, this is the only time that they'll meet up with other Christians who are not in our church. I spent many weeks getting all the plans ready for the week of camp, and by God's grace, all went really smoothly this year. One comment that we heard a number of times during the week was, this is a really young camp this year. Well, there were children and young families all over the place, and they greatly outnumbered the older ones. Now, this speaks well for the strength and the future of our churches. As a new generation is taking over, it's so sweet for us as we remember many of the parents as they were small children at camp years ago. I've been voted to be the director again next year, so the fun continues. And let me just add, Brother Rudd has been doing this for a long time, and he does a great job at it. Then he also tells us, our Bible Institute has grown as some wives are now attending classes with their husbands, and some new members have started attending. One of our students has his wife's parents visiting from overseas and has brought them to the class. And after a class on personal evangelism, his father-in-law came to me and was excited. He said, Pastor, I've gone on visitation for years in my church, but I've never heard anything like this. Every Christian needs to hear these truths. And to be honest, there's nothing outstanding in anything that I'm teaching, but it's a blessing when we can make things clear. And then Brother Rutta has a humorous story. He said, we recently had a visitor at our house. Our dog was barking at the front door, and he rarely does that. So I opened the door, and there was a 500-pound pregnant sea lion looking straight at me from just a few feet away. She was looking for a place to give birth. She spent much of the day in our front yard and then went down the block and had her pup before nightfall in someone else's yard. And the New Zealand sea lions are an endangered species with only about 10,000 of them remaining. And this is her second year in a row to stop by our house. And the Department of Conservation confirmed she's the same one as last year and said she'll probably return every year since she has chosen a place she likes. It's a wonderful thing to live on an island. And it's even more wonderful, I'll add, it's not in Brother Rutta's letter, but it's a wonderful thing to serve Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.